Hello?
Hello. Hi there. May I speak to Patricia?
This is she.
Thank you, ma'am. My name is Oscar. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing
okay.
your community and the nation. Very well. It's very,
okay.
it's kind of brief. I know it's still a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or would you not vote?
Definitely.
Definitely. Thank you, ma'am. And for the statistical purposes, what is your age?
58.
Thank you. To be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
Yeah, I'm several things. I'm a white female, and I have Native American, and...
Oh, would you like me to enter you as white, a Native American, or mixed
no.
race?
Do mixed.
Mixed, very well.
Yeah, I'm a mulatto, exactly.
Okay. Okay, mixed is not being accepted. Should I enter you as white?
I'm a mutt. I'm a mutt.
we all are, actually. Should I enter you as white?
Just put me as white.
Thank you, ma'am. Please raise your level of motivation for voting in next year presidential election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated. 10 means you are extremely motivated
10.
To vote. 10, very well, 10. Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm a Trump Republican.
Republican. Okay, so would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
That's hard to say because I'm only a Trump Republican. So I'm not a strong Republican.
Not
I'm
a strong Republican.
Republican.
Okay,
yeah,
very
I'm
well.
Only Republican.
Okay, thinking about
I'm only a Republican for Trump.
Very well. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in. Generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which your country is headed?
Extremely dissatisfied.
Very well, let's move on. And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? I will mention a few important issues. Tell me which two are your top ones.
Okay.
Inflation and the economy, immigration and border security, climate change and environmental issues, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds our bad cops accountable, gun regulation and reform, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, improving K-12 public school education, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, healthcare costs, protecting our democracy and freedoms, crime and violence. You can pick your top two.
My top two would be the economy and the border.
Okay, that will be immigration and border security,
yes.
And inflation and the economy. Okay.
Correct.
Very well, let's move on. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court? Choices are strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Somewhat approved.
Thank you, ma'am. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Okay. Let's move on fast. Thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Race relations?
Yes.
Getting worse with
getting
this
worse.
Stupid administration, yeah.
Okay,
we
very
didn't
well.
Have a problem.
Okay, let's move
there
on.
There was a problem until 3 years ago.
All right. How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
I'm going to say, actually, I experience it very often. I actually lost my job.
Very often. Okay, very well.
Yes, I did.
Okay, that's not good. Yeah. How often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Very often, not often, or not at all. Never, not at all.
I don't talk about my sex life with people, so no.
Okay,
never.
Not at all then. Very well. Okay, that's a wise policy. Okay,
right?
Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Do I have the same rights, more rights, or less rights than other people in this country? Rights are the same. Yeah.
Same, okay, very well.
Nobody has more rights than somebody else.
Well, that's, you know, we're asking on opinions and perceptions. They might differ from people to people. I'd like
it's
you to raise your feeling toward... Correct, that is the perception. I'd like you to raise your feeling toward some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number between 0 and 100. However, if you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. How do you feel about Donald Trump?
I love him.
0 to 100, ma'am. You got to choose a number.
100.
100.
Well.
Thank you. How do you feel about the Republican Party?
I'm going to say a 10.
10? Okay.
Yep.
How do you feel about the National Rifle Association, or NRA?
100.
100, thank you, ma'am. How do you feel about Cornel West?
Oh, Cornel West. Oh, I would go with probably, a 95.
95, okay.
I think he's been, contaminated.
Sure. How do you feel about Tim Scott?
I'm going to go with the 20. He turned on Trump. Yeah.
20, okay, very well. Next is an organization, Black Lives Matter. How do you feel about them?
Negative 100.
I got to choose a number, though.
Zero.
Negative 100, I don't have.
Zero.
Okay.
Zero.
Yes, ma'am. Next one, another organization, the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
I don't even know who they are, so I don't know who they are.
Never heard of them?
No.
Okay, very well. So I entered that you don't never heard of them. And the last one is Joe Biden.
Zero.
Zero, okay. Let's move on. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Cornel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden?
Donald J. Trump.
Donald J. Okay. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Would you say very worried?
No, I'm not worried at all.
Not at all. Not worried at all.
Not at all.
Very well. just part of the survey. Okay. Supposed to be 100% verbatim. Okay, very well.
Yeah.
I like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement.
Okay.
And the choices will be strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. First one says, American democracy is under major threat now. Would you agree or disagree?
It's under major. I would say yes. I would strongly agree it's under.
Strongly agree.
We're a republic. We're not a democracy, so that's where I'm kind of.
All right. Okay. Next
statement.
Strongly agree. Very well. Next statement says reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Yep.
Next one says your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America.
Yes.
Agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Okay, next one says, racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Agree
strongly
or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly disagree, thank you.
Yep.
Next one says, the government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Thank you, ma'am. Gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country.
Gay marriage should be legally protected right in this country. Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Thank you.
Yeah.
America is on the path to another civil. Last one in this section is America is on the path to another civil war.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you.
Yep.
Let's move on quickly. Okay, almost there, ma'am. I'm going to read you two statements that some people have made. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A says, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have a right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. That's statement A. Statement B says, our schools must teach multiple points of view and banning books both limit children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which statement do you agree with more, A or B?
A.
A? And would you say you strongly agree with A or somewhat agree with A?
Strongly agree.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm going to read you a list of things some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you think it's extremely important, 5 means it's somewhat important, and 0 means you don't think it's important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first thing mentioned here is the right to bear arms. So how important is that for democracy to survive from 0 to 10?
10. Strongly 10. Agree, okay. 10.
Thank you, ma'am. Freedom to protest the police or government. How important is that for democracy to survive?
Yeah, strongly agree. 10.
10? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Immigration to this country. How important is that for democracy?
0. Strongly
Zero,
disagree.
Okay. Strongly, very well. A commitment to Christian ideals. How important is that for democracy to survive?
10. Strongly agree.
Very well. Police that treat everyone the same.
Yes. Strongly agree. 10.
10. Very well. Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
Yes. Strongly agree. 10.
That's 10. 10. Very well. Equal economic opportunities for all.
Yes, 10, of course.
10, very well. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah,
okay, I will read you a couple of statements. After these statements, we'll be wrapping things up very quickly.
Okay.
I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one says, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack. So our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. How much do you agree with that statement from 0 to 10?
10.
10, very well.
It does. Because
okay.
There's wording in this. Yeah.
Next statement says, over the last few years, a stagnant and extremely conservative majority in the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected the student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful. How much do you agree with that statement from 0 to 10?
0.
0, very well. Let's move on. Let's start wrapping things up. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting next year presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote next year. 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Mm-hmm. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for the statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Would that be bachelor's, ma'am, or postgraduate?
Nope, I have my associate's degree.
I see. Very well. Associate. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I am married.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No children?
Very well.
Nope.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever? Or never?
Once a week.
Every week, then. Very well. Mm-hmm. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. Thank you, ma'am. And last question. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
Nope.
Thank you, ma'am. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time. Very much appreciated. Thank you, ma'am. Good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.